I would like to speak this morning on behalf of the children in our church families and the ones not yet born. They can't speak for themselves, and so God has spoken for them. And I want to apply what God has said for the children in our church family. I know that some of you don't have children, and you may never will. Others have children who are grown. Nevertheless, I speak to you because it's crucial that what God has to say about children be a part of our shared Christian view of life.
我想在今日代表孩子来讲说话，包括咗喺我哋教会嘅孩子同埋仲未出世嘅孩子，佢哋唔能够帮自己讲说话，所以神对佢哋讲说话。虽然你哋当中可能有一啲家庭仲未有小朋友，或者永远唔会有小朋友，有一啲家庭嘅小朋友已经长大成人。 但是我仍然想将神为孩子所讲的说话应用在我们教会的家庭当中。无论如何，我在今日向你们讲说话，因为将神为小朋友所讲的话成为我们对基督徒人生的共同价值观，是一件非常重要的事。It's
important that older people know what God says concerning children, and that children know what God says concerning age, that men know the word to women, and women know the word to men, that the rich know the word to the poor, and the poor the word to the rich, and so on. Because everything God says for the good of one group will shape the way that others live in relation to that group. And every group must assist in the preservation and transmission of all God's revelation to the next generation. So even though I speak for the children, and mainly speak to parents and parents-to-be, the word is needful for all of us.
非常重要的是，年长的人要知道神如何看待小朋友，小朋友要知道神怎么看待年长的，男人要知道神对女人讲的说话，女人要知道神对男人讲的说话，富足的要知道神对穷人所讲的说话，穷人要知道神对富足的人所讲的说话，如此类推。
虽然我今日的讲道的主题主要对象是家长或者将要成为家长的人，但是我们各人都需要今日的讲道，因为神对每一个组别的人所讲的说话，不只影响到他们，也都会影响到他们身边的每一个人。每一个组别的人都需要努力地保存神关于下一代的启示，也都要代代相传。According
to Judges chapter 2 verse 8, Joshua died when he was 110 years old. He brought the people of Israel into the promised land of Canaan and had led them through many victories and had set for them a good example of faith in God. But after his death, others of his generation lived on for a while, but they died too. When they lived, the people of Israel served God faithfully because the memory of God's greatness, his greatness, was preserved. In verse 7 it says, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. While the memory of God's greatness and the work he did for Israel was alive, the people maintained their devotion to God."
根据士师记2章8节，约书亚是110岁的时候去世，他在生的时候将以色列人带进迦南地这个应许之地。 带领他们在很多的战事中得胜，也都成为以色列人在信心上面的好榜样。他过身之后，同他同一个世代出世的人也都接住这样过身。他们在世的时候，以色列人忠诚地侍奉神，因为他们努力地流传对神伟大的记忆。第七节那里提到，约书亚在世和约书亚死后， 那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。当对神的大能和作为的记忆仲存留的时候，百姓都继续对神的忠心。But
verse 10 says that after the death of Joshua and those who had seen God's mighty acts, there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work he had done for Israel. And the result of this ignorance is given in verses 11 and 12. It says, "And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord and the God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt." And in verse 14, It describes the divine response to this idolatry. It says, "So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them."
在约书亚和那些见证过神所行的大能的人去世之后，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。在十一节到十二节，我们可以看到这种对神的无知所带来的后果。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴力，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四围列国的神。在十四节里面，我们可以看到神对拜偶像行为的回应。耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们的人手中，又将他们赋予四围仇敌的手中，甚至他们在仇敌面前再不能站立得住。
In summary, there was a sequence like this. First, the people revered and served the true God because Joshua and his generation kept the memory of God's mighty acts alive among the people. But then secondly, a new generation came along who for some reason didn't know anything about God and his work for Israel. And third, this new generation gave up the true worship and turned to other gods. And finally, God brought the judgment of his wrath upon them. Three lessons I want us to learn, I want us to draw out from this text are simple, but I think they're needful because of our ever-changing culture and society.
總括來說，我們可以看到這樣的一個程序。第一，百姓尊敬以及侍奉真神，因為約書亞以及與他同世代的人將神施行大能的記憶保存住。第二，有一個新的世代出現，但是基於某些原因，他們不認識神或者他所行過的歧視。第三，这个新的世代放弃敬拜真神，并且转向其他的神。最后，神对他们施行审判。我想在这段经文中引出三个重要但是简单的教导。我们需要这些教导，特别在现在这个变化多端的文化和社会当中。
So first, when the knowledge of God is preserved in a community, especially by those who have personally experienced God's power,faith is nourished and obedience flourishes.
第一，当一个社群保留对神的认识，特别是由经历过神大能的人去流传，人就会对神有信心同埋信服。
Second, if we parents allow our children to grow up without this knowledge of God, we serve not only to their ignorance and unbelief, but also their destruction.
第二，当作为家长的我们容许我们的孩子在没有认识神的环境中成长，我们就促成他们的无知以及不信，甚至是灭亡。
And third, therefore it's a solemn duty of all parents to teach their children about God and His saving work so that the next generation will know and be saved.
第三，所以家长的首要任务就是要教导孩子认识神以及他的救赎作为，以致下一代可以认识神以及被救赎。
It is God's will that parents assume responsibility to teach their children what God has revealed about Himself. It is we parents who have the first and foremost responsibility to see that our children think correctly about God. The most important school a child should ever attend is in their home, and the most influential theological teachers should ever have.Our mom and dad.
在神的旨意当中，家长要承担起教育孩子认识神对自己的启示的责任。家长有责任去确认孩子对神的认知是正确无误的。孩子最重要的学校应该是他们的家，对他们影响最深的神学教师应该是他们的父母。
First, I want to give some more biblical evidence for this command to parents, and then try to answer some common objections.The most important text from the Old Testament is Deuteronomy 6:4-9, which is also the most important commandment of all Jewish scripture. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. And Jesus said that was the first and great commandment. And every Jew knew, just like I want every one of you to know, what comes next in this great text. It says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children." The first assignment as a parent has, after loving God, is to store God's word in his heart and teach it to his children.
首先，我想引用圣经去到印证呢一个对家长嘅命令，然后先至去解答一啲常有嘅意义。最重要嘅一节经文系嚟自旧约申命记六章四至九节，亦都系喺犹太经典中最重要嘅一个诫命。以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。主耶稣话：呢个系第一，亦都系最大嘅诫命。第一，每一个犹太人都知道，亦都系我想你哋每一位都知道嘅。接下来嘅经文，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。喺尽力爱神之后，父母嘅第一个职责就系将神嘅话记喺心上面，并且将呢啲话教导俾儿女。
These two same priorities.To your own heart and to your children are also commanded in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9. It says, you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And I think this is a word to all of us, grandparents too, that teachable moments can happen anywhere and at any time.
这两个重要的诫命也都同时出现在申命记四章九节。又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。这个也是对我们每一个人所讲的说话，也是对祖父母所讲的说话。我们随时随地都可以教导孩子认识神。
And again, in Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 19, it says, You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall teach them to your children, talking to them when you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up.God's design for the preservation of historical revelation is the family. Within the Christian community, the main link between what this generation knows and what the next generation will know is the link between a parent and a child. Joel chapter 1 verse 3 puts it in a nugget. Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children to another generation.
然后在申命记11章18至19节那里提到，你们要将我这话存在心内，留在意中，系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。神设计用家庭来到保存在历史中的启示，在基督徒群体当中，可以将现今世代对神的认识传到下一个世代的方法，就是家长将这些知识传给他们的孩子。约珥书一章三节提到，你们要将这事传与子，子传与孙，孙传与后代。
When we come over to the New Testament, there's not much talk about parents and children, but the importance of parental instruction about God shines through.Jesus rebuked his disciples in Matthew 19:14 when they tried to send the children away. Instead, he received them and blessed them, and in doing so, commended the parents for their concern. One of the implicit lessons of the text is, parents, bring your children to Jesus. Today, the way to Jesus is through his word. Therefore, parents, make Jesus known to your children.
当我们来到新约时代，我们很难找到关于父母与子女的教导，但是对于父母教导的重要性却贯穿整个新约。在马太福音19章14节，耶稣责备门徒将一班小孩赶开的行为，相反地，耶稣欢迎这一班孩子，而且祝福他们，亦都对他们的父母作出了吩咐。这一段经文的重点就是吩咐父母将他们的孩子带到耶稣跟前。现在我们到达耶稣跟前的方法就是透过他的说话，所以父母们，你们应该带领孩子透过神的话去认识耶稣。
When the Apostle Paul instructed parents and children how to relate to each other in a Christian household in Ephesians chapter 6, 1-4 and Colossians 3, 20 and 21, He simply reaffirmed the Old Testament pattern. Children, obey your parents. Fathers, bring up your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
使徒保罗在以弗所书六章一至四节，以及哥罗西书三章二十至二十一节中提到，在基督教家庭中，父母和孩子应该怎样和对方相处。他重申旧约中的教导，孩子应当听从父母，父亲应当照着主的教训和警戒养育孩子。
So I conclude from these scriptures that it's God's will that the family be preserved and that parents assume primary responsibility under God for getting biblical and doctrinal knowledge into the heads and the hearts of their children. Too often parents rely on Sunday school teachers, pastors, and youth leaders to keep their children on the straight and narrow. But Scripture teaches it is primarily the parents' responsibility.
所以我想总结一下，根据这些经文，神的心意就是要保存家庭这个架构，亦都要求父母将教导孩子将圣经的知识印在心和脑海中视为最重要的任务。有太多的时候，家长依赖主日学老师、牧师以及青年人导师去到教导他们的孩子行在正路当中，但是经文却清楚地指出，这个是父母的首要任务。
When Judges 2:10 says that another generation arose who didn't know the Lord, it's because many parents had neglected their God-ordained responsibility. The result was a new generation turned their backs on the Lord and brought judgment on itself. And it's clear then if we parents neglect this duty, we serve not only the ignorance and unbelief of our children, but also their destruction.
在士师记二章十节中指出，一个不认识神的世代被兴起，是因为很多的父母忽略了神托付给他们的责任，结果这个新的世代因此离弃神并且得到审判。所以很清楚，我们可以看到，当父母忽视这个的责任，我们不只令到我们的孩子变成无知和不信，更加令他们行上灭亡之路。
One of my biggest passions is to see the mothers and fathers of our church to be the teachers of the Word of God in their homes. So let me try to answer a couple of objections that may come to your mind.
我最喜欢看见我们教会的父母在家将神的话教导给他们的孩子，所以请容许我尝试去解答几个可能会出现在你们脑海中的反对声音。
First, some parents might think they have no right to prejudice a child regarding what he will accept as true. It's better to leave all religions open, and then when he chooses one, it will be owing to authentic commitment, not to parental authority. But there are four problems with this objection.
首先，有一些人会觉得父母没权利去干涉孩子对真理的选择。最好的做法就是让孩子自己去选择他们的信仰，这样他们就会忠于自己的选择，而不是因为要屈服在父母的权威之下。但是这个观点有四个的问题。
Firstly, it goes counter to all the teaching of Scripture that parents are to teach truth about God.
第一，这个观点和圣经对家长要将神的真理教导给孩子这个的教导完全相反。
Secondly,It's impossible not to teach children about God because not to teach them about God is to teach them that God, that He isn't important. It teaches them that Jesus doesn't matter much, that mom and dad don't consider Him nearly as important or as exciting as your career or your holidays in Hong Kong or dad's job or the other things that fill our conversation. Silence about Christ is dogma. Not to teach the infinite value of Christ is to teach that he's negligible and really not that important.
我们根本不能够不教导孩子去认识神，因为不去教导他们认识神，就是教导他们神根本不重要。这样就是教导他们耶稣不给他们的职业、香港的假期、父亲的工作，或者他们所谈论的其他事情更加重要。不去教导神的重要性，就是教导孩子神是可有可无的。
It's not true that teaching children about God has to make them closed-minded and irrationally prejudiced. That's the world's criticism of Christians. It might be true if the parents are insecure and have their own faith built on sand. But if parents see compelling reasons for being a Christian, they will want to impart those to their children as well. Nobody accuses a parent of prejudicing a child's belief because he tells the child the world is round and the little stars at night are bigger than the earth and the sun stands still while the earth turns. Why? Because we know these things are so and can give evidence to the child that eventually we will support this truth. And so it is with those who are persuaded for good reasons that the Christian faith is true.
教导孩子认识神，绝对唔等于令佢哋变得思想封闭以及唔理性咁偏激。呢个系世界最基督教嘅批评，或者对于将信心建喺沙土上嘅父母嚟讲，呢个系真嘅。但系如果父母认为基督教系非信不可嘅，佢哋亦都会将呢一个信念传授俾孩子。冇人会因为父母教导孩子地球系圆嘅，或者天上嘅星星比地球大，以及地球围绕太阳而转去批评佢哋。 点解呢？因为我哋知道呢啲嘢系真嘅，我哋亦都可以向孩子提出呢啲嘢系真理嘅理据。所以，对于坚定咁相信基督系真理嘅父母嚟讲，亦都系咁样。And
fourth, it's simply unloving and cruel not to give a child what he needs most. Since we believe that only by following Christ in the obedience of faith can a child be saved for eternity, escape the torments of hell, and enjoy the delights of heaven, it is unloving and cruel not to teach him that way. Can we as Christians look at our children and say, Jesus doesn't matter, or I don't care if you go to heaven? Of course not.
第四点是,不供应孩子的所需是非常缺乏爱和残忍的事。如果我们真的相信唯有顺从神才能够将永生的救赎脱离地狱的痛苦和享受天堂的机会带给孩子, 咁如果我哋唔將呢一啲真道教導俾孩子，我哋就係嗰個缺乏愛同埋殘忍嘅人。作為一個基督徒，我哋可唔可以對住孩子講耶穌唔重要，或者係我唔理你會唔會入天堂呢？ 當然唔可以。
A second objection some parents may raise is this: I don't know enough about the Bible and about doctrine to teach my children and to answer their hard questions. The truth is, it's never too late for each of us to begin to study and grow in our grasp of biblical truth as well. Look at this as an opportunity to learn for yourself, and if you so choose, you can do it together. You may be a better teacher than a pastor because you're learning it fresh yourself, and you have the relationship with your child to which you can speak into.
第二个家长会有的反对论点是, 我冇足够嘅圣经知识去到教导以及解答孩子嗰啲难题。真相系我哋永远唔会太迟去开始学习以及喺神嘅真理中成长。请将呢个看为系学习嘅机会，亦都系可以同你嘅孩子一同去学习。比较牧者，你有可能系一个比较好嘅老师，因为你自己亦都经历紧重新学习，你亦都同你嘅孩子有一个唔能够取代嘅关系。
Let me close with two cautions and a promise.
请让我以两个警戒以及一个承诺去到作结束。
First, parents, think seriously how close the connection is between teaching your children about God and teaching them to obey you as God's representative over them. In other words, modeling matters in teaching.
首先，父母们， 请慎重考虑教导你嘅孩子认识神，同埋教导佢哋去顺服你之间嘅关系，因为你系神派嚟管理佢哋嘅代表。换句话讲，作为一个榜样，对于教导嚟讲系非常重要嘅。And
secondly, this is the main point of my message. It's a solemn duty of parents to teach their children about God and the greatness of His saving work.
第二，呢个亦都系呢一个信息嘅重点。
Their salvation may hang in the balance, but so does your joy. And here's a promise from Proverbs 23, verses 24 and 25. It says, "The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice.
需要取決的不只是孩子們的救贖問題，而且還有你的喜樂。在箴言23章24至25節中提到一個應許，二人的父親必帶得快樂，人生智慧的兒子必因他歡喜。你要使父母歡喜，只生你的快樂。
Parents, parents to be, grandparents, all of us who interact with children and youth, we have a responsibility and a privilege to raise up children to know and love God. And let me close with one verse from Psalm 78, verse 4. It says this, We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders He has done.
父母们将会成为父母的你们，祖父母们，或者是所有同孩子及青少年有接触的我们。请谨记，我们有责任和特权去教育我们的孩子去认识和爱神。让我以诗篇78篇4节来到作结束。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为，述说给后代听。
It's a challenge we should never take lightly, but it's one that comes with eternal rewards. So may God fill our families with His joy in the years to come as we serve Him in raising the next generation for Christ.
这个是一个我们不能够掉以轻心的挑战，但是这样东西将会为我们带来永恒的报酬，让我们同心为主教养下一代，愿神用喜乐充满我们的家庭。
Amen.